Okay, Rabbi Isai. Thursday evening, Erev Shavuos Tovshin Ayin Hey. The Mechaber begins the halacha of Birchas HaTorah with the following words. Birchas HaTorah Mo'oid Tzorech Lizohar Bo. You have to be very careful about it. Actually, that's the Lashon of the Tur. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, Birchas HaTorah, almost the same thing, Tzorech Lizohar Bo Mo'oid. Switch the words around a little. The Rambam, for some reason, does not say these words at all. I don't know why. Ready? Evan Ezer, Chof Aleph Aleph. Mechaber says, how are you, Rishon? Tzorech Odom L'Srachek Mehanoshim Ma'od Ma'od. That's the halachas of Yichud. Choshe Mishpat Simen Yud Simen Tes. Mo'id mo'id tzorach hadayon li zoher shal likach shoychad. Judge shouldn't take a bribe. Tur yeredeya simen kuf samach hilchus ribis. Mo'id mo'id tzorach odom li zoher bi isa ribis. Okay? A mo'id mo'id by ribis, a mo'id mo'id by shoychad, a mo'id mo'id by yichud. Nisman choshe mishpot. For some reason, by ribis, the Mechaber does not say Moid Moid. He just says Tzorech Lizor. You have to be careful and say Moid Moid. The Sman Choshe Mishpat says, why do we have this Lashon? What is this Lashon of Moid Moid? People have to be very careful. The Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer also ask the same kashya. And they both say very similar things. Nafsho Shalom Mechamdosa, a person has a tremendous drive. Chemdasu Meshicha Sodom Achra Mamoin. A person goes after money, a person goes after promiscuity, there's a drive. Yetzahara. Moid, moid. And then he says like this in the Sma, moid, moid, have a shval ruach. Shetevo odom limshech achar agaiva. It's a Mishnah. It says, moid, moid, there should be a shval ruach. Moid, moid, there should be a shval ruach.
So how does Birchas
HaTorah? Oh, that's the kasha, Rabbi Wiener, Yashakoyach. So after all these things we just mentioned, Choshe Mishpat, Shoychad, Yeredeya, Ribis, Ebenezer, Yichud. Drive for money, a drive for taiva, a drive for gaiva in the Mishnah Novice. What does it do to Birchas HaTorah?
Because the Yetzirah fights you tooth and nail not to learn Torah.
Psh, then it should say, Moid, Moid, Tzorach, Lizoher, Belimon. Why does it say, Bebirchas HaTorah?
Which Birchas HaTorah is he telling about? From
in the morning, in the morning, everybody makes a Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yes.
All the other cases, the Raisa Averis, like Ribis, Kiyashochad Yaver, and it's the
king. Ribis is the Raisa, Shoychad is the Raisa, Yichad is the Raisa.
Yeah, but Birkas HaTorah is Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's Bracha Sha'ever Lasiyasam. It's only a Bracha on the Mitzvah.
I'm asking. Fuck yeah, it makes the Kasha worse.
No, less. That's why it's only one Ma'od, not two Ma'od.
I know, I'm saying, but why? Okay, good. I'm asking, but why is it even one Ma'od? There's no halacha ma'od tzarach lizor bebirchas hamazon. Why birchas haTorah? What is this? What's special about birchas haTorah? What's special about birchas haTorah? What's so special about birchas haTorah? Okay, so let's see if we can figure it out. Let's see. We'll see if we can figure it out. Pasuk in Yirmiyah. You're Balkhore, Rabbi Cantor, are you not?
I'm Balkhore and not a rabbi. Yes.
Okay. Mio ish yachochem biyovin ezois. Pasuk in Yirmiya. Tes pasuk yiralf. Mio ish yachochem biyovin ezois. Asher dibar pi Hashem elov yagido. Alma of the Eretz. Why was this is Yirmiya talking? Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Nitzach a midbar mebli oiver. Nobody's traversing there. It's like a midbar. It's Yirmiya tes pasuk yiralf. Give me a test, pasuk in base. For Yemer Hashem, you also Valkyrie. So both of you know Yemer, I'm assuming. Both of you know Yemer. You're also Valkyrie. Three Valkyrie. For Yemer Hashem, so what does Hashem say? Pasuk in base. Al Ozvom Estoy Rossi, Hashem Asati, We have a Balkari over here. You don't hear me over there? Who are you?
It's the Haftorah from Tisha B'Av.
I'm his grandson.
Huh?
I'm his grandson.
Oh.
It's the Maral.
First, it's the pasuk in Yirmiyah, right? Alozlo mestarasi yishanasati lefneim v'leishomu v'koyli v'lehochlu. Okay, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. So Chazal, in what mesechta? Two mesechtas actually, but the Yikar Gemara is in the Dorim. The Dorim and the Pe'alif. The Dorim and the Pe'alif, the Gemara is a kasha. Unbelievable kasha. You have to know about this kasha. It's a scary kasha. How come it seems, this is what the Gemara says. Huh?
You don't find the children of Talmid Chacham are such great Talmid Chacham. Is that the question?
That's the question.
That's the shot. Why not?
Why not? You sound like you agree with the Gemara's assumption. I mean, Chas V'Shalom, who's to disagree? But the Gemara says it seems like Talmid Chacham's children are not so guaranteed to be Talmid Chacham. So the Gemara gives a slew of answers. The last answer to the Gemara is, the reason why Talmid Chacham's children do not become Talmid Chachamim, she'ein mevorachin b'Torah t'chila, because the fathers did not say Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara, the Omar, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, my d'chsiv, mi o'ish ha'chochom v'yobin ezois, the pasuk we just read in Yirmiyah, nishal ha'chachomim u'l'nevi'im, and the Bach puts in l'malchei ha'shoris, they didn't explain what it was. Nobody knew the answer. Achapishu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yatzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the question himself. What did he say? Yemer Hashem alozo mestarasi. So the Gemara wants to know like this. The Pasuk concludes and says, here's the end of the Pasuk. It says, Al ozvom estarasi. V'leishomu v'koyli, you did not listen to my voice. V'lehochuva. And you did not follow the Torah. So ask the Gemara, Reb Shaya, come in over here. The table is right here, Reb Shaya. We want you to sit close. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Hainu lo shimu v'koyli, hainu lo hilchu bo. It's the same thing. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Shem mevorachim b'Torah t'chila. You hear what's going on here? Why did Klal Yisrael lose Eretz Yisrael? I shall baruch hu b'Torah t'chila. What in the world does that mean? Because people didn't make a bracha before they learned Torah, so we lost Eretz Yisrael. You understand that? Lost Eretz Yisrael. Lost the base of Mikdash. I'm not saying it's not an aveira, Chas V'Shalom. What's the pshat? So the Ran in the Dorim, on the spot, quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. And he said like this. Midichsiv. V'yayim Hashem. Alozo mesterosi mechlal deleko the adol adure. Nobody knew what the answer. Elokush b'rich on the kodesh baruch hu b'luchut. Umatzasi b'megillah starim. I found a ksaviyad of Rabbeinu Yoina who says like this. Ashlei baruch hu b'torah t'chilo of the oret. Thim isa alozo mesterosi. Because if you want to tell me they lost Eretz Yisrael because no one learned any Torah, so says the Rabbeinu Yoina. So when he asked the Chacham and Nevi'im, why didn't they answer? Because nobody's learning any Torah. That was quite visible. It was clearly evident. No. They were learning Torah. Tamid. Ulafika hoyu Chachamim, and therefore the Chachamim and the Nevi'im with Temeim. Hamal of Doritz. Everywhere you look, people are learning Torah. What's the problem? Achapirsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'atzmai. What did he say? Shehu Yodeh Mim Ke'alev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the depths of our hearts. Shalhoi Mavarchin. Here, Reb Nochi, right here. Shalhoi Mavarchin B'Torah T'chila. They didn't make a bracha. Kloima. Listen to our Rabbeinu Yoina. Shalhoi Sa Torah Chashuva B'Neim. The Torah wasn't choshev. Kolkach. She roi levorech alam. So hoyu oiskim bo lishmo. They were not oisik in the Torah lishmo. When we toich kach, hoyu mezalzel mibirchosa. Therefore, they were mezalzel. What's a good English word for mezalzel?
Denigrate.
Who?
Denigrate.
Very nice. V'hainu lehochu bo. That's what it means. Kloima bekavanosa. Bekavanosa. Ulishma. They were not involved in it. Bekavano and lishma. As I state in the Ram. Quoting Rabbeinu Yonah.
It was an intellectual exercise.
Intellectual exercise. Intellectual exercise.
The Muslim movement started.
But you can, you can.
I think I recall hearing something from that somebody in some yeshiva, they caught him smoking the cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yet much to be said about what you're saying. Yes, sir.
You can learn Torah without kavana and without being lishma, even if you do make the bracha. What's the connection between the bracha and lishma?
That's a very nice question. Very nice question. Yes, Reb Shaya.
The two things. First of all, what about the premise of
Mitel Shavosh Alonish? Oh, does I? Very good. I thought you were asking that question also.
That's easy to say in hindsight.
Right. That's why you need a Kaddish Baruch.
What's happening, you're not in the position to judge why someone's doing something or not doing.
That's why only a Kaddish Baruch could answer the question. That's correct.
I understand, but again, that was afterwards.
That's correct. Yes, 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 yes.
Could I answer his question?
You could try. Why not?
Because in the bracha of Rikas Torah, we say, V'ni anachnu v'tzatzeinu, v'tzatzeinu, and then they didn't say it. That's why the
children didn't get it. Very nice word. Very nice. Very nice. Somebody says that.
I like that.
Somebody says that. You know who says that? We'll see you in a minute, B'li Nadu. Kloimar, Zok Tavais Yosef. On the tour, who says Birchas HaTorah Ma'oy Tzarech Lizorba Kloima V'Tchilas Iskam B'Torah V'Chol Yom Mitzvah Chacham Mitoich Shem Zehirim Lasek B'Torah V'Gilum Ba'inim Zehirim Lavarech Kisha Poischin Le'Mekayim V'Chosak Yirchsiv V'Ni Anachnu V'Tzetzainu Yenikul Yenachnu V'Tzetzainu Lo'im Dei Seira Kach Kosov Shoyim Ha'Mafarish Rabbeinu HaGodol Maria Vuavzal, Kosso Shatam, Shane Mosaic, and Lebanon, the Mirkham, the Shame of Arkham, the Terror, the Fisha, the Akhish, the Mavaka, the Terror, Mary Shane, Curry, the Sell the Shma, Elkumnus be Alma. It's like an omnis. The Ainzaikum, Ainzaikum, the Shalshalish, and Nimshach, the Isaac, the Terror, Lo Yamusha, me Picha. If we're not Zaikha, the Possek, Lo Yamusha, me Picha, me Pizaraka, me Zaraka, Oma Hashem, and my brother is Bar Mitzvah, my great grandfather, the Shalom. Who lived to be 99 and a half. I was zeichet to know him until I was 19. So at my brother's bar mitzvah, we had a father, a grandfather, and a great grandfather. And the great grandfather spoke my elder Zayda, and he said, "Lo yamusha atayra mipicha mizaracha mizaracha." A person who came to America in 1904 had a frum son and a frum grandson-in-law, my father Shalom, and a frum great grandson. You're allowed to say the pasuk. Allowed to say the pasuk. Malta Zeta came to America in 1904 with a beard and died in 1973, 70 years later, with the same beard. He said over this at the Bar Mitzvah. Okay. As I state in the Beis Yosef. Now, listen to what Taz. Listen to what the Taz says. It's a pelt. I have to give credit to Mini Bechairi David Elisha. He went to a shmooze last Friday, and he told me over this Taz, and I haven't had a chance to learn it. I've been very busy preparing for Shavuos night. You're all invited the first night of Yontif, which is Matzoi Shabbos at night. The shiur will begin at 12 o'clock. But I kept this in mind to try to prepare for this year. So I was zoicha to see the Taz. The Taz is on the words, Birchas HaTorah Tzarech Lizor B'Moed. He says some very interesting things here at this house. First of all, he says, he quotes the Ran, who quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Beis Yosef quoting the Ran, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, that we just read. Fine. Then he's like this, V'yagav grora, naskir boy chelkenu. I want to say my part. I'd like to say a teretz also. Shai is going to like the next words that he says now. Naskir boy chelkenu b'siyata d'shmai. I'd like to say my part. Say like this. Isa b'gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav, this gemara we just quoted. Osam Tarasi, fine. Yesh loy maharbe b'maymar hazeh, says the Taz. I have a lot to say on this maymar the gemara. Yeah, Professor Paul Frankel. So the Taz, however, liavas ha-kitzer loy zachronim, but because I love kitzer, I'm not going to say them all. You hear that? I knew you would like it. I knew you would like it. Venera. Venera, Shehu Yizbarach, Shal Bekan Beishelus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is really asking two questions. For Rama has b'sheila atzma es ateretz, and in the kasha kufa, he's showing us the teretz. What does that mean? Shafel pi kain lo yodu lahagid ateretz. And even though he gave him a hint, they couldn't tell him the teretz. Yom kain oma miyo shachochem v'yoven asayis tahainu alikar hashayil. Who knows the answer? Then he said like this. The first shaila was alma of the oretz. What's alay madafka oretz hazoyis achshav? What's going on here? Says Yirmiyah. Klal Yisrael was over Gili Araya Shvichas Domen Aved Azara. You don't know why the base of Mikdash was destroyed. You don't know why they left there to show Rachman Aslan. Everybody knows that. Gili Araya Shvichas Domen Aved Azara. What do you mean he asked them Alochim, he asked them Nevi'im? They don't know what's going on. Omanishtanu Achsho, but the question is why now? Shainis, Al Shatayra Oslam Yisrael, Venevdom Ehem, Akein Omen Otsu Kibid Babli Oiver. The Torah was in Sreikdom Yisrael. The Torah left Klal Yisrael. So what's the pshat? So Ksokta Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Le'nechru V'koydim. You know why it wasn't destroyed beside, even though it was Gila Raish Yichas Domen Avad Azara? Why? L'yishat Torah Hoysa Magenes Aleim. As long as they were learning Torah, even though they were over Gila Raish Yichas Domen Avad Azara, they didn't get punished. Now I'm going to say something. In front of... Who? We're going to talk about that soon. But I want to say something in front of Rabbi Yisrael Stark. I ask permission. I'm trying to be sensitive, but I feel zogenepis. The Chazanish said, the Kol Zman, Rabbi Baruch Be'er was alive in Europe. His Asik B'teira, his Amelis B'teira, protected the whole European continent. Yeah, Vart. Scary Vart. Scary Vart. Chazanish. Rebach Be'er's Torah, the Gemara says in Saita, Torah is Magini Amatzli. He says Rebach Be'er's Torah was so great it could protect the whole continent. Pella de Gazach. So here they were, Oiva Gili Rai Shvichas Dabin Avodah Zarah. Torah was protecting them, and then what happened was they dropped their guard in Torah. They stopped learning Torah the way they had to. Haraya, they became to be mezalzel in the bracha. And once that happened, then the Gili Araya, Shvichas Domen Avodah Zarah, says the Taz, kicked in. Rachman Allah
Zan.
Sorry. Yes.
So the same people who learned the Torah were doing the other things?
No. Doesn't say that.
I'm just
I hear what you're asking. Alazum Estarasi, V'loi Shamu B'Koyli. What does Hilchuba mean?
In practice it.
Yes.
And they learn.
Shia, what's your Shiloh?
Who's the they and how many were
there? No idea. That's a great Shiloh. I don't know. Can't tell you. Gemara doesn't say. Who was the they and how many were they? I have no idea.
Who were they being Mazalza? Who were the they?
The they were the Pzuchat Tamir
Chacham. Tell me the not the regular.
No, it doesn't sound like the regular people. Oh. Forget. So the people.
And how many? Was it Rove?
I have no idea. I don't know. Doesn't say.
Why would he give us this information?
That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this information. You're asking a Gaval Gakasha. But Oysen Shalimed him. He says like this again. Behind the Sila Katayra, Lafisha Hilchuba. Shatayra Enam is Kayemes, Elabisha Mamus Atzmila. Tayra works if you maimus yourself for it. Now here these words are very scary. I'm going to be very open as I am very often. I'm going to be very open and very personal. People learn divrei Torah mitaych oinig. What does mitaych oinig mean? What does oinig mean? Oneg. Pleasure. Now I want to ask you something like this. I try to stay up late at night and learn. Okay, I'm tired. I get tired. I've never put my feet into ice water to stay awake. Okay? I've never done it in my life. I've never opened up the window when it's 30 degrees outside to, I've never done that.
You get the window.
Yeah, I never did that.
When I was in the Mir Yeshiva for the 6 weeks of my life that I was able to learn there for one Elulzman until Yom Kippur, 5.5 weeks, whatever it was, I was able to eat one meal by the son-in-law and daughter of Rabbeinu Shvinkel Zatzal. And I asked them, tell me what a mice about Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz. Got a lot of door at the time, Chaim Shalevitz, the lady's uncle. So he told me over that they once walked into the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Yeah? For Shachris. And on the floor, in the middle of the Mir Yeshiva, is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on the floor, out cold, with a ladder on top of him. What happened? You all learn, and you want to learn. He was getting tired. So how do you keep yourself awake? You sit on top of a ladder. Because it scares the living daylights out of you. And Mel, you stay awake. Cohen, by his seat in his house, has a fan and a little heater. Gets too hot, put on the fan. Gets too cold, put on the heater. Every drawer, I got stashed chocolate chips, candies. I got popsicles in the freezer. I mean, you know, I want to stay up. That's what I do. Something cold, I got a popsicle. I go get a popsicle. So is that oinig? I'm always afraid. What is that? I never put my feet into cold water. Why the cold water? Who put your feet in the cold water? Oinig. I'm not sure. I'm hoping that lemaisa, if I'm eating it l'shem shemayim to stay up, I hope that it's up is something. He's saying over here, Eisik Atoira, Eisik Atoira. Ein Atoira is gemes at some, al kein omav lo hilchul baris, al mishle isku ba hilchul satoira, lerach maso man shal pilpo, mitziachas alich. I heard a maisa this week from a yid who was zeichet to see the chazanish. It's in my house. Ritzak Grzinski. Okay? Now what if I told you the following maisa? Okay? I heard it. He reminded me of it. Ready for this, Rabbi Wiener? I'm not asking you a question. I don't want you to answer it at all. Chas v'shalom, I'm not asking you. Chazanish ate without making a bracha.
Onen.
Nice try. No.
No.
Osi permitsa potter.
Osi permitsa potter. It's like Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara.
Okay.
With davening.
The opposite from what he said. The Chazanish was very, very sick.
He was very weak. Chazanish was very weak.
So when he would eat, he would suffer.
No, that's a nice try.
There was a woman that was not properly dressed.
No. Abitzer Grzinski said the reason why he didn't make a bracha and he ate, you ready? He had no koichus to make a bracha. Huh? Yeah, that's what most people's reaction is. That's a very wonderful, honest reaction. Huh? What kind of koichus does it take to make a bracha?
Well, as kids, don't try this at home. I mean,
it depends what it means to make a bracha.
Put on
tefillin. Listen to this. I want to tell you two quick mices of the Chazanish. One mice like this, I spoke to the person who saw it himself, who asked the Chazanish. He came in, I once told you this mice a long time ago. He came to the Chazanish and he said, Rebbe, how come you're sleeping in bed the wrong way? Your feet are by the pillow and your head is at the other end of the bed. He asked the Chazanish. Chazanish told him, if I had the koichus to know where the head of the bed was, I wouldn't have gone to sleep. I would have more koichus. When I got into bed, I collapsed. I had no koichus. Rav Mordechai Schwab Zatzal, who was known as the Tzaddik of Muncie, the brother of Shimon Schwab Zatzal, told his son-in-law, Rabbi Force, you remember this story? Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos. So he asked his shver, you know the whole shaila, eat two meals in the morning, whatever, all of the. So he asked his shver, you going to eat two meals in the morning? He said, no. He said, the stomach, he was a little bit elderly, he said, the stomach can't eat two meals like that. No, I could. So why are you going to eat two meals? I don't have koiches to bench twice in such a short period of time. Here, Maisa. When a yid, a tzaddik, like the Chazanish says, Baruch Ato Hashem, you know how much koiches it takes? Baruch Ato Hashem. Hoya, hove, v'yia, washem, admosed. You ever watch the Mashgiach Zatzal? Nosn Vachvogel, say Kriya Shema. Every time he said Shema, Yisrael Hashem, every time he said the Shem Hashem, Mamish, his whole body was shaking. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Chazanish was so weak, he said, I have to eat, but I don't have the koichus to make a bracha, so I'm potter from a bracha. Potter from a bracha. I don't have the koichus to make a bracha. It's not shaykh to understand. But why didn't he have koichus? He was so miyageya in his Torah, he had no keiches. Had no keiches. Ad kam taz.
Can I ask a very good question?
One second.
One second. I'll take your question one more second. I want to say one more thing first. Okay? One more thing first. This is a sefer called Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim. The 820 Minyan has a vod, 10:15 in my house on Tuesday nights. If you'd like to join the vod, you're welcome to. Just speak to Rav Asher Mendelsberg. We started learning this. I learned this sefer a few times. Started learning it again. Shaar Dalet is all about Limud HaTorah and about the word Lishma. What's the translation of learning Torah Lishma? What does it mean? What does it mean to learn Torah Lishma?
Not for any ulterior motive.
Not for any ulterior motive. Okay? He says it means more than that. He says, what did you say?
L'shem Hashem.
Okay, he says it means L'shem HaDivrei Torah Hainu Leida Ulohovin Ulohoisif Lekach Upil. And Hashem says something. When a person sits down and tries to understand a pasuk in the Torah, a pasuk in Chumash, person tries to understand a Mishnah, person tries to understand a Gemara, he's trying to understand the Dvar Hashem. Learning Lishma means I'm trying to understand the Dvar Hashem. Trying to understand the Dvar Hashem. Learn Torah Lishma means I'm trying to understand the Dvar Hashem. Okay, one. Two. We all know that my wife was so excited this morning. Because she was able to turn on the music in her house. Turn on the music in her house. As she said to me, for you, Sfira means absolutely nothing. You hate shaving, and you don't like listening to music. And she happens to be right. You know, by me, she can't stand what I look like because I don't shave, and she can't stand listening to music. She's talking Avelis. She's talking Avelis. You know, she feels the Avelis. What's the Avelis for? 24,000 Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva died. Right? I'm going to tell you something that everybody knows. The Gemara says, Shalinogu Kovod Zemza. We all know that. Shalinogu Kovod Zemza. They didn't give her the correct respect. This Sefer, Yege Chochma, came out recently. It's from my Rebbe, Rosh Shiva Shlita. Zecher Fu Shleima, Seisha Chol Yisrael. In here, he prints one of the Shmuzin that I was Zecher there from him directly, in which he says over from Rabbi Aaron Kotlos, that's all, that why did the Talmid Rabbi Akiva die? Just because they didn't give each other respect. It's not a nice thing. Mask him. They have to die. Chayev Misa for that. That's the Alta Kasha. Belt's Kasha. So Baron Kotler gave his teretz. His teretz is, it says in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos this week, there are 48 kinyonim for Torah. 48. 48 things a person needs to acquire in order to be able to learn Torah. And many of them, I shouldn't say many, several of them, are based on Menonim L'Chavir. So Baron Kotler's Zatzal said like this. If Yekivas Talmidim were all roy to be tanoim. And they were all roy to pass on the Messiah to the next door. But to pass on Torah that has 46, 47, or 45 out of the 48, but doesn't have all 48, is not the Torah that can be passed on as the conduit for the next door. Can't be. Can't be. Can't be. And therefore, unfortunately, they had to be removed. They had to be removed. Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
How do we pass it on?
Listen to me. I am wondering. I'm wondering. A person has a child. A child. What a bracha to have a child. A Jewish child. What a bracha. A from Jewish child. You just said over my El Tzeda. What a bracha. What an incredible bracha. A from Jewish child. There's no greater Hemshech in the world. No greater Hemshech in the world. Have a child who continues to walk in the Derech Hashem. You are now another link in the chain from Har Sinai until B'yas HaMashiach. Who wants to be out of that chain? Who wants to be out of that chain? Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, quoted by the Taz, as says the Taz, what were we scared about? The people were not making Birchas HaTorah, and the words that he uses, again, the Taz is quoting this, and the Taz says this in his own pshat as well, they were not learning Torah Lishma. Now it's true. I don't remember who said it. Maybe it was Shai or somebody else said it. No Shaila.
But if a person is already a Talmid Chacham, and instead of growing, the person has a Yerida. And not a one-time shot. Everybody falls. They drop Birchas HaTorah. Whether it was in mass among the Talmid Chachamim, I don't know what happened. The Shai asked before, I don't know what the details, I don't know the numbers. No, I don't know if anybody does. Listen to what went on. They dropped the Lishma in Torah. They dropped the Bracha of Birchas HaTorah. They dropped the Chashivus of what Torah is. And you know what happened? Their kids picked it up. That's what it says in the Gemara. The kids picked it up. So I'm wondering now.
The Lishma is part of the Bracha.
Oh! So I'm wondering like this. Listen to me. I'm wondering. Moid, tzarech lizoya when it comes to Shoichad, taiva, money. Moid, tzarech lizoya when it comes to Ribis, taiva, money. Moid, tzarech lizoya when it comes to Yichud, Arayas, taiva. Moid, have Ishval Ruach because Gaiva can drive us to who knows where. Moid, tzarech lizoya bebechas HaTorah is a different word. It's a different word. The hemshich of the dairus, the continuity in a family, depends on a person making a bracha for birchas HaTorah. Paul, I'm going to take your question in one more second. I just want to say like this. Listen to a Mishnah Berurah. Simen Mem Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, on the word ma'od, when you make the bracha, it should be b'simcha gedayla. The matzino shechazal amru amal v'doritz v'yamar Hashem alosim terasi v'yamru chazal shedavaz initial and v'yam amal v'doritz she Yisrael hoyu oiskim b'teira matzino shekolz man shoyu oiskim b'teira v'itakarish baruch hu alvan aseim ulechein lo yadu amal avda. They don't know why they didn't know what happened. They weren't learning L'shem. They were learning it like any other Chochm. The Torah didn't protect them. So I'm thinking, Mishavur doesn't say 100% what I said, but I think he's definitely saying it in the word ma'od. This tzarech lizor ma'od is not like the other. And birchas HaTorah, not liman HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, pardon the expression, packs a wallop. It packs a wallop. I want to conclude. Then I'll take your question. You know how to write on Chalamoid?
How to do what?
Write on Chalamoid. You know how to write on Chalamoid?
Yeah.
The answer is it depends. The Pashtun Halacha is, it's also to write on Chalamoid. And then there are reasons, or a Teirim, why you're allowed to write on Chalamoid. What? Whatever. Yeah. One of the things you're allowed to do on Chalamoid for writing. Listen to Halacha. Dinei Ksiva Chalamoid is a whole simon Shukhar Arak Simon Tavkuf Mem Hei. What is writing, what are computers, and all the different things going on. And all the svarim that are out there nowadays. Listen to this halacha. It's unbelievable halacha. It's a chuvas harush. Somebody sent a shalat to the rush. Excellent from Josh. Im shama dova chiddish. If a person heard a chiddish, mutal kaisvay. Person heard a chiddish in Torah, you're allowed to write it down. On Chalamoid. Kidei shel yishkach. So you should not forget it.
Tavar Avod.
V'cheinim ra seifim uchudish. Mutal atikra. You can copy it over. Back to Mishnah Berurah shayla. Who adin the mutal ishmael l'chadchila? So maybe I shouldn't go to a shir. If I go to a shir, I'm going to find a chiddush. I'm going to have to write it down. No, of course you can go to a shir. During Chalamoid. Gamein chilek beinim shoma ha-chiddush me'achar o'chid shayhu be'atzmoy. He heard a chiddush from somebody else, or it's his own chiddush.
A person could forget what he was mechadish, and he can't come up with it a second time. Therefore, you remember. If you think about it, you got it right. And even without forgetting, you can also write in Chol HaMoed. Why? You ready for this? Professor Paul Frankel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Now you're ready. Now it's better. Now you're ready. You'll see why. Kivon shibchol eis v'rega. Mutal ala odom lamol v'toyru l'chadish boke fi yicholtoi. What is a person supposed to do when he has free time? Learn Torah, but not learn Torah stam to read Torah. Learn Torah. Thursday night
according,
here.
According to this, you should be able to shave Erev Shabbos during Sfira. And we said, Lehepach during Sfira, unless you have a reason.
Hold on. You jump two steps to me. Hold on. No, I don't. Usually I do. This time I don't. Hang on one second. A person should utilize every minute for Nacha Chiddush. You can't tell the person, write it down after Yontif. You know why? Because after Yontif, you should be writing down new Chiddushim. The Yosef says, Man Yolov Chiyav Acher? How did you Chiddush Chiddushim Acherim? If you don't write down the chedushim now, shalom betoicha moyed yitzarach lo moichenis. Mashalom kvar. Lahaskim mashachidish mekvar. V'zeiv adlena believe in chedushim acherim. And if we won't be able to learn new chedushim, be yosei shav, be yosei chadav arovit, godol mizeh. There is no greater loss of an item than losing a chiddush in Torah. Eilu chadav arovit, godol mizeh. V'idol abach, unbelievable vishabura. And they testified about the bach, that he wrote a sefer during Chol HaMoed. Hear that? Bikomokom yizor b'ksivas chidushav shichtov ksivas mishita. Fine, you should write. I have a whole shaila written down when I write in my notebooks. You know, there's still people who use pen and paper. I'm one of them. When you write pen and paper, can you underline? You know, can you write a number on the top of the page? Okay, so I have an idea how much you're allowed to write. But Maisa, you're allowed to write. You're allowed to write. Write Torah, chidushay Torah. Thursday night in this year, we try to crack our heads. We yell at each other sometimes, we scream at each other, sometimes we laugh at each other. Baruch Hashem, we usually don't cry. Right? But Lamaisa, what are we doing here? Trying to figure out the Dvar Hashem. That's learning Torah. I have notebooks full of everybody's name, many people's names in this year. Who asked me good kashes, said terutzim. That's what we're doing. So state that on Chol HaMoed is smooth to the right, so you should be able to write further after Chol HaMoed. It's an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. So, Maisa, Ma'oi Tzaruch Lizor B'Vichas HaTorah. You know why? Because we want to have a Hemshich of Torah. What an unbelievable Lashon in Shulchan Aruch. Ma'oi Tzaruch Lizor. Ma'oi, Ma'oi, Arayas. Ma'oi, Ma'oi, Money. Ma'oi, Ma'oi, Choychad. Ma'oi, Ma'oi, Gaiva. Ma'oi Tzaruch Lizor. Hemshich HaDorahs. The Tafkid of a Jew. Get up in the morning, because I thought we should all be dancing. Dancing. Should be dancing. Now, if I was gutsy, I'm not gutsy enough with you people. I'm more gutsy with Talmidim, you know, younger guys. I'm not gutsy enough with all of you. I should make you all get up right now and we should dance. We should have one Rakida right now. Okay, but don't worry, I got it planned. Matzoi Shabbos, the first night Yontif, we're dancing. I'm letting you know right now, we're going to be dancing in Shul. Going to be singing. I have a niggin I want to sing, a slow niggin. We're going to dance. And the lit fox who don't want to dance, I'm just telling you right now, in Long Beach and Lakewood, we danced the first night, Shuas, before Baruch. Before Baruch. It was long after this man. We daven Meir very late the first night, Shuas, so we danced. We danced. So I want to thank you all. I want to thank you all. Thank you all for giving me the ability to be able to say this year, every Thursday night, we should be zeichet to be able to go weiter. We should be able to keep steiging. But Hatzlacha Rabbah to all of us.
Amen.